Chapter 19. Against the Horde. Thunder rolled through the gorge, overlapping and magnifying, channeled by its narrow sides. It was the beat of colossal drums, and 600 bestial voices bellowing as one. The orcs roared their challenge to the sky and saw it answered in streaks of incandescent lightning. The entire heavens were in ferment, the clouds churning and boiling like a turbulent ocean. The dawning sun was swallowed by it. Ghoulish faces leered in the shadowy depths of cumulus and cumulonimbus. They roared, too, the echoes of their words unintelligible, but it was the belligerent speech of gods. A moment of silence fell at the raised hand of the chieftain. He let the sky rage and listened to the bestial deities as the flashes above cast his scarred features into cold relief. It is said the orc has two faces, one for each of its gods, one bellicose and warlike, the other cunning and deadly. Here the orcs embraced the first, eyes gleaming like blood-red rubies, eager with the promise of violence. Five warriors stood at the mouth of the gorge, watching the ritual play out. It was narrow enough that they could fill the gap with their single rank. Cliffs rose up either side, impassable and too sheer to climb. The warriors had to face them here, where the violence of the horde could be funneled into the single, deadly choke point. No one spoke at first. Vorilenus and Vandius had described what they had found, and Sicarius and the others had listened. Their objectives had converged, a twist of fate or the simple arithmetic of probability. It didn't matter. The orcs were here, and so too was the power source that would get them back to the crusade. Kill the enemy, claim the prize. How often did it come to this? Except here they were, outnumbered by more than 100-1. The Ultramarines were amongst the finest and bravest warriors in the galaxy, but even they had limits. So they simply watched and waited, swords drawn and low by their sides. The orcs needed to come to them for the plan to succeed. Sicarius decided to give them some encouragement. He raised the Tempest Blade and wrapped the hilt against his chest. Arrah! No sense in wasting words on these animals. They respected only brawn and aggression. Let them have it, then. Arrah! It was a drop of noise in a roiling, cacophonous sea. Arrah! Louder this time. The blow against his chest resonated like a chime. Arrah! Dacius joined him, and then Vandius. Arrah! Then Vorilenus and Fenian. The rhythm pealed faster and louder, as urgent as a heartbeat, as belligerent as a war drum. The orcs at the back of the horde, the ones closest to the warriors, turned first. They snarled and pulled at their tusks. They squealed and spat porcine curses at the interlopers. They bellowed and beat their chests. One jabbed a finger, grasping at another greenskin to get its attention. It died with an axe head buried in its skull, the one it had interrupted, slathered in the dead orc's blood. The sudden rush of violence drew more greenskins, as if they scented it on the breeze, potent as any drug. Some foamed at the mouth, others died coughing up slugs of crackling green phlegm. A minor skirmish broke through the mob, and 20 or 30 orcs lay maimed or butchered by the end of it. This was but a prelude.
Hot hands and ready swords, murmured Dacius.
War calls, said Sicarius.
We answer,
Vandius replied. Sicarius raised his sword in mimicry of the distant chieftain who bellowed atop his rocky dais. The war chant stopped. Discordant grunting rushed to fill the silence, thickening air already fouled by orc stink. The sky vented its wrath, and a bone club lifted to the heavens caught a flash of light. When it fell, the stampede began. The orcs exploded through the gorge in an unruly mob, clawing and biting at each other to be first.
Several were crushed against the walls or smashed against the jutting crags of narrow canyons. The blood only seemed to invigorate them further. 60 feet separated them from the line of ultramarines, then 50, then 40. Sicarius cast off his cloak, prompting the others to do the same. Then 30. He charged. He leapt. Then he set about the enemy with the fury of a storm unleashed. He barreled into one, impaling it through the chest and riding its corpse to the ground. A flash of Stormrack adamantium and a head slipped free of its shoulders. A lunge disemboweled another, a savage kick to sweep it from his murderous path before he hacked right to split an orc's head in two, and then left to cleave through, shoulder to hip. Dacius was closest on his heels, and lightning flashes lit the gloom with every blow, casting gruesome shadows. He pierced an orc through the eye before pulling out the blade to parry a clumsy axe swipe. He hacked down, severing the wielder's wrist before Vandia stepped in to cut off the beast's leg. It squealed before Vandia stabbed down in a two-handed grip. Vorilenus and Fenian fought together. The latter fought one-handed, his right arm a petrified metal limb curled into his body. Fenian jabbed a gladius through an orc's neck. It was a pugilist's blow, fast, efficient, and designed to inflict the maximum damage for the least effort. The beast was still clutching ineffectually at the wound and spewing blood as Vorilenus thrust a blade through its heart and ended it. They moved quickly, the ultramarines. It was ugly, but it got the job done. After less than 2 minutes, they stood alone again. 23 dead orcs lay around them. The first of the orcs to reach the gorge mouth had been cut down like swine. It was a culling, plain and simple. A second ragged throng followed the first and met the same fate. This time, the ultramarines stood their ground, fighting with discipline and restraint, inspired by their captain. Greenskin corpses began to amass, and it was over again in short order. Dacius wiped his red blade on one of the bodies.
"Dregs,"
he said, scowling at the stench, disdainful of the orc's reckless abandon.
"Just the opening skirmish," Sicarius replied. "The over-eager and the foolish. We've blooded them. Now let's see what strength they really have."
A second gap had formed between ultramarines and greenskins, as the horde was brought to heel by a band of larger veteran orcs. These beasts wore scraps of bone armour, their faces daubed with crude bloody markings. The horde started to coalesce, and the chieftain joined them, descending from his rocky plinth to shove his way through the masses. As the orcs began to stomp towards them, Sicarius exchanged a look with Vorilenus. The sergeant eyed the ridgeline on both sides of the gorge.
"Not yet," he said. "Closer."
Sicarius nodded.
"What now, then?"
asked Dacius. They were slowly retreating back to the very mouth of the gorge.
"We stand here at the mouth of the defile and let none pass."
He nodded to Vandius, who pulled out the spear that had been strapped to his back. He rammed the haft into the earth, then untied the bundle bound to his belt. The second company's banner unfurled, its fringed edges catching on the wind and snapping. He tied it off quickly, the movements deft but reverent. Then he grasped the spear, snatching it from the ground with a rapid swipe of his arm, and held the great banner aloft.
"Guardians of the Temple!"
he bellowed, vying with the lightning and the booming voices of green-skinned gods, and brought his sword up to his face in a sharp salute. As one, the other ultramarines matched him.